堂听 class.com。
Talking point.
Powerful words. Does the name Pavlov ring a bell? The Russian physiologist Ivan Pavlov, 1849 to 1936, programmed dogs to associate the sound of a bell with food. The dogs then salivated whenever they heard the bell ring. Although people are more complex than dogs, and it has become fashionable to make fun of Pavlov, we shouldn't forget that human thoughts and behavior are also a reaction to certain signals. For example, because people like to know the reason for doing something, their automatic compliance is sometimes triggered by the use of the single word because. In the 1970s, the social psychologist Ellen Langer carried out a remarkable experiment. Langer made a simple request to people queuing at a library photocopier. May I use the Xerox machine first because I'm in a rush? This request was very effective. 94% of people let her move ahead of them. Langer then repeated the same request, only without the word because. This time, only 60% agreed. If you think that people let Langer ahead because they found her argument convincing, then consider this third request, in which no real reason was given. May I use the Xerox machine first, because I need to make some copies? When Langer asked this question, compliance jumped back up to 93%. Just as our conversation partners are conditioned to say yes when they hear the word because, they may also automatically say no when we use words that they have come to associate with negative feelings. This may be the name of their ex-boss, a rival product, or simply an overused management term like team player and when all is said and done, etc. A popular business game that exploits this phenomenon is called Bullshit Bingo. Managers who are bored at meetings, seminars, or during phone calls can listen for words and phrases that are commonly considered bullshit and quietly fill in a bingo card. When 5 words are identified, the player is supposed to stand up and shout, "Bullshit." For an online version of the game, go to www.perkigoth.com/home/kermit/stuff/bullshit-bingo/. This interesting site also allows you to print out bingo cards with 130 overused words and phrases to avoid, such as win-win, basically, team player, market leader, goals, results, and best practice. How else do you identify those no-no phrases that are likely to trigger a negative reaction? Just tell your business partners those words that annoy you, and then ask them to tell you theirs. Words can have great power, and because specific ones can so easily trigger positive or negative responses, we should choose our language with care. The author George Orwell once said, "Good prose is like a window pane." The same principle applies to the spoken word.